B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. Before we get to sound off, I was neglected today. Penn Ridge is playing for the state basketball championship. Penn Ridge last night upsets LaSalle to get to the 6A final against Kennedy Catholic out west, which beat Coatesville. That's an amazing story. Penn Ridge is playing for the state title.
When was the last time they were good?
I have no idea. But there it is. Yeah. The Penn Ridgers. They play like Virginia a little bit, Ty.
Oh, you know I don't like them, though. Whoever they're playing, I want them to win.
Well, right now, I make the game Saturday. I make Kennedy Catholic a 13.5-point favorite.
All right.
All right, let's go with sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line, and we may make it to the big show with your comments.
I'm not ashamed to admit it, but the result of tonight's game will affect my mood the rest of the week. I still remember the Boston game, but last month, even when we won the next game, I wasn't happy.
All right, well then, you're going to be happy tonight, because they're going to win tonight. No, Hayward, is Horford banged up too?
He's a game time. He's probable. He was going to be.
Play.
He's playing.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward will not, though. All right.
No.
Can you tell me why Ben Simmons isn't getting arrested? Everybody else seems to be getting arrested, at least most players. This kid played two games with an upper respiratory infection. I'm just wondering if he needs a day's rest. I don't see why he wouldn't get one.
Doesn't need one. Runs all day. There's some guys that need a rest, some guys that don't. Ben Simmons does not need a rest. When does he ever look like he needs a rest?
But he's going to get a rest.
Well, yeah, maybe against a bad team they'll rest him. But not like he needs it.
Nah,
he's 22, he runs all day.
Nah, everybody needs a rest. At some point.
JJ needs a rest. MB needs a rest. The rest of them don't need a rest.
I bet you everybody gets a rest before the season.
Well, hopefully they've got the third seed locked up when they start doing that.
I understand Phil Martelli is everybody's strength. He's a nice man. He's been at the university almost 35 years. But, Mike, come on. The guy hasn't won since 2016. The team has been digressing. In order for you to move forward, you got to let go of the past sometimes.
There are two ways to look at it. Like I said, I'm not a St. Joe alum. If I was a St. Joe alum, I would probably like to see my team get in the NCAA tournament and win their league. But they haven't been that successful lately. So it's up to the AD. It's her prerogative. She wants to change the direction of the program. She's entitled to do it.
Listening to the Mike Missinelli show, here's two things I learned. Never wait for an athlete. They're not coming. And the second thing I learned is never trust someone that uses the word listen. Listen.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what he was trying to say. Never wait for an athlete, they're not coming.
Yeah, like Mike Trout, whoever it may be.
Oh, okay, I got it. And now what was the second
thing?
That people say
listen.
Listen.
Yeah, I might say that.
Like
might
as a precursor
me.
To what you're about to say.
Yeah.
Because you want extra emphasis, you want them to listen.
That's right.
Okay.
So let me get this straight, Mike. Do you think Mike Trout's going to actually get booed at Eagles games because he didn't sign with the Phillies? These fans don't care. As long as he keeps kissing the Eagles, they don't care what you do.
Yeah, well, you're mistaken, because there's going to be a few yokels that boo him. And that's been really indigenous to Philadelphia. If you don't choose Philly, and he didn't choose Philly, they're going to look at him differently a little bit.
The Sixers to beat the Celtics tonight, 125-88. Who gives a crap? The Celtics don't even care about this game. Can Brett Brown beat them four games out of seven, or is he going to get out coached?
You don't have to worry about it, because they're not going to play in four games out of seven. And if you look at the way the playoffs are set up, that's not going to happen. So you don't have to worry about it. You worry about something that's not going to happen.
St. Joseph University Athletic Department. Not only did you fire
bill on St. Joseph's Day, you actually sent an email to every alumni asking for money. Wow. Crumb Bum Award.
It was what day?
It was the Feast of St. Joseph.
It was?
Mm-hmm. I had saw that elsewhere.
Well, there's no good timing for something like that, so I don't know.
What about that email, though? You okay with the money email?
Same day? Probably, no, that's wrong. You got to wait a little bit. You probably have to wait until you get a new coach.
I'm hearing people losing their minds over this Michael Trout thing. I don't get it, quite frankly. First of all, I really wouldn't want the Phillies to have over $700 million tied up in two ball players. I'd rather them put that money toward pitching.
You're telling me you would mind if you paid for both Mike Trout and Bryce Harper? Seriously, you wouldn't want that? I get your point about the pitching, but dude, come on.
I tell you, Aaron Rowland and Trent Clay have your heads messed up. Who has better numbers, Bobby Abreu or Chase Utley? Let's check, shall we? What's that? Performance doesn't matter? Oh, okay.
Bobby Abreu had pretty good numbers as a Philly, but people didn't never warmed up to him because he didn't play, you know, he played safe. Huh? Good player, but he played safe.
And he also didn't win.
Yeah.
Can't understand why some of these guys are saying Brett Brown should be fired. I think he's doing a good job, and I think he's going to do well in the playoffs.
Well, I hope you were right, because what I require Brett Brown to do is get to the Eastern Final. And he's got to make that a series. And the only escape hatch I give him is if they lose Game 7 in a real tight one in Milwaukee. And then I'd be a little bit more benevolent.
Time for word association. I'm going to give you a name of a Sixer. You tell me the first thing comes to your mind. I'll go first. Ready? Jonah Bolden.
Hello.
Where are all these people who had Jonah up there with Dennis Rodman? What happened to that? Mike, you're wrong. Hey, he's Dennis Rodman. Where are these people now?
I don't know.
As I'm telling you, he steps into the locker room from his car. He gets in the locker room. There's an official there. Ping! Foul. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.